Hello and welcome to The Inside Dish, where we explore the culinary, distillery, and the winery arts in and around the Lehigh Valley. I'm Mike Drabenstadt, host for your gastronomic tour of the region's amazing food and beverage scene. I'm here today with Sam Eunice, whose family owns the Aladdin, a Middle Eastern restaurant on Union Boulevard in Allentown, Zara in the downtown Allentown market, and then a new spot coming soon in the new Riverport Market in Southside Bethlehem. Sam, welcome to The Inside Dish.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
So Aladdin, and I was shocked, I should have realized it, but it's celebrating its 40th year in business in Allentown, which I think is an incredible milestone for any business, let alone a restaurant. So let's take a little bit of a step back in history. How did your family get involved in the restaurant business?
Yeah, my parents opened Aladdin in 1981. My mom always made great food, and my dad was big on the hospitality end. So they, you know, had the idea of, hey, let's open a restaurant. And I don't think either one of them ever thought it would be still operating today, which is pretty incredible. I mean, it eclipses me. They opened it in 81, and I was born in 87. So it's sort of larger than life. But they got into the business, like I said, 1981, and this is our 40th year. It's been pretty insane to think about it. Most restaurants don't last that long. So we're pretty fortunate and very grateful that we're able to still have a great business, and it's been getting better.
So how did you transition to the next generation? Was there an expectation that you, and if you have siblings, that people would step up? Was that part of the plan?
So my mom is still very involved.
Yep.
Very much so involved. And my sisters and I, there's five of us, and we're all involved in it. Everyone chips in their own different way. So this is the family business. We don't really talk about what the plan would be, but we're all just helping out. Right now, myself and my younger sister, Serena, we are there pretty much full-time together. My other sister, Vivian, helps out with a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff and the back end of things. And, you know, my other sister, Jamie, she helps out a lot as well. And my sister Janice, like, we all chip in. It's really, truly a family business. I mean, we're family-owned and operated, and it's pretty amazing. And it's like when you get that call, like, hey, come to Aladdin, or you get that text, you know, there's no question mark. It's like, we just got to go.
That's a beautiful thing. Now, 40 years ago, I mean, a Middle Eastern restaurant in Allentown or the Lehigh Valley might maybe even seem, you know, a little exotic, even with the Syrian and Middle Eastern communities here, maybe more of a, you know, kind of a trendsetter in terms of ethnic cuisine. But now we look at where we are in the Valley, all these different options. How has Aladdin been able to kind of navigate the changes in the restaurant business?
Yeah, we've definitely seen like an influx of more Middle Eastern cuisine restaurants opening, Turkish, Lebanese, Syrian, what have you. Honestly, we're happy about that because it shows that the cuisine is growing, and it shows that the desire for the cuisine is becoming more mainstream. And, you know, competition breeds, it's healthy. It's a good thing. And that the more, it's like Italian restaurants. We would like to eventually be like, you know, you think of like the big cuisines of, in the mind of a typical American would probably be like, okay, Italian, Chinese. But now I feel like Middle Eastern is kind of making its way up to that status where you have to have several in an area. I mean, there's a couple in Allentown, there's a few in Bethlehem, so it's good. And I mean, there's, you know, you have some in Easton as well.
Right.
So it's a good big picture. This is a really great thing.
So what ingredients and preparation methods, what makes Middle Eastern food distinct? What gives it personality? What sort of things might make it different from other cuisines?
I honestly think it comes down to the spices that we use that are like indigenous to our area. Yeah, you have spices like za'atar, which is like a blend of sesame seeds, thyme, and oregano. And the aroma of it is for me, it's very nostalgic. It's a very traditional Syrian spice. We put it on like za'atar pies. We put it in some of the fillings for some of the pies that we make at Aladdin. You have a spice like sumac. That's a very lemony, tangy spice. It's in fattoush. It's in a lot of the things that we make at Aladdin and Middle Eastern food in general. And you have like the Aleppo red pepper. This is like a really good, it's a mild spice, but it gives a nice taste to the food. Really, honestly, with Syrian food, it's the quality of what you're doing. So if you're doing it without shortcuts, like we do at Aladdin, you know, grape leaves. We have fresh grape leaves. We roll them in-house. My mom has a really great recipe for the lamb grape leaves that we do. And we also have vegan grape leaves. You just taste, it might only have like five or six ingredients, but it's, It's just, it tastes like the love of the food. Our food is very labor intensive. And so it may not be, you know, super fancy as far as what the ingredient list is, but, you know, it's the type of cuisine that's made with love, and it's done correctly. It's delicious.
So in addition to the grape leaves that you mentioned, are there some other family favorite recipes at Aladdin?
Yeah, falafel, for sure. Our falafel recipe, I mean, I eat falafel everywhere I go, just out of curiosity. It's one of my favorite things to eat. And I don't know if I'm biased, but I really think that my mom's is the best. So we have a family recipe that's been passed down through our family, and I actually know the recipe now. So I feel, and I would share with both of you, but then you know how that would go. I'd have to kill you. But the falafel recipe is definitely it's an Aladdin exclusive, and it's something that we feel like we've mastered. You know, you do something for as long as we've been doing it, and there's certain things that it's just like, wow, you know, we really got good at this. So that's definitely one of them. My mom also makes a pickled eggplant dish. It's called Megdeuce. So it's like there's stuffed baby eggplants with like walnuts, peppers, and garlic. So there you go, four ingredients, but it's fantastic. It's like fermented, and it's like really, really good. Customers love it. It's one of those things that's you can't really put a price on how much you would sell it for because it's very labor intensive. It's a process to make it. And, you know, you have to get all the water out of the eggplant. You have to like press it for 3 days and then prepare the insides and get the filling made and stuff it. And then it has to pickle for another week after that. And you know what I mean? Take some time for that, but they're delicious.
Definitely made with love, right?
Made with love for sure. I mean, I can keep going. I mean, there's several, so I don't know how much.
Yeah. Let's hear about one more. Definitely.
Our kefta, the kefta kebab that we make, it's a proprietary blend of ground beef, ground lamb, and like about 15 different spices that we put in there. And, you know, it's got fresh parsley and mint and onion. It's almost, think of like a burger, but it's not a patty. It's in a kebab. And it tastes like, you know, very fragrant and very delicious. And we put tahini sauce and veggies on it. So I would say a couple of things that we do really well at Aladdin would definitely be like the grape leaves, falafel, the megdeuce, the kefta. You know, some other good ones too, but that's pretty much must tries. And the fried cauliflower, the arnibit is fantastic.
And in fact, the arnibit, that's kind of the origin of the name Zara, which is cauliflower, right? In Allentown.
Yes.
And talk about what you're doing at the market there.
The market has been an amazing experience as far as just trying to, you know, with me, like growing up in Aladdin, I'm like this, our food is very good. I've wanted to kind of expand on the brand and bring it in front of more people. So when I heard about the downtown Allentown market opening, I thought it's just such a great idea. And I'm from Allentown, born and raised in Allentown. So, you know, all the urban renewal that's been happening downtown, it's so exciting. And I've really been wanting to be a part of it. And I saw that as the perfect way to sort of get in with that. So we opened September 2019. So it was really going well. And obviously then COVID happened and we're kind of hopefully coming out of the other side of it. I hope this is the end of it. And we're doing well. It's been great. I've been very well received down there. It's just been good. Very good.
And many of the kind of same family items, family recipes that you would find at the Aladdin?
Yeah, I mean, yes, I kind of explain Zara as like a fast food version of Aladdin, like a grab and go type thing. So yeah, Aladdin, we have tablecloth. It's like a finer dining experience. It's a BYOB. You kind of come sit for an hour or two and really just enjoy the experience. At Zara, it's more of the same food. So it's mostly like shawarma, falafel. You know, I have hummus, tabbouleh, baba ganoush, baklava. I have the kefta on the menu as well. It's more of like a grab-and-go atmosphere. Like the hummus and baba ganoush are in tubs to go, and like you can grab your wraps to go. You can do bowls. You know, I have like Turkish coffee to go. So it's like Aladdin, but it's, you know, it's like an Aladdin Express, if you will. Some of the stuff that, and I always tell people that come up and say like, you know, do you have grape leaves? Do you have like some of like the handmade pies that we do? I always say send them to Aladdin because that's where you have like a true, authentic sit-down Middle Eastern experience. Whereas Zara is like, you're on your lunch break, you know, you want to have a chicken shawarma wrap or a falafel wrap, I got you.
Right. And is there going to be a similar concept at the new Riverport Market that's scheduled to open in Bethlehem, similar to Zara?
Yes, it's going to be a similar concept to Zara. At the Riverport Market in Bethlehem, we may add on, so it's expected to open March of 2022. So as far as the concept in its entirety, I'm still sort of toying with what exactly it would be, but it's going to entail all of what is in downtown Allentown. So it's going to be the same concept as the Zara in downtown Allentown, with the addition of getting into more of like the pies, like spinach pies and the za'atar pies and meat pies and things like that. You might have like a display counter. Because I have a lot more, I'll have a nice size space down in Bethlehem. So we're looking to kind of add on, we might do more sweets, like more dessert and stuff. It'll just be Zara and more, most likely. So it'll be even better.
And Sam, you mentioned with the Aladdin, that's a place to go for an hour or two and have an experience there. I remember the last time I was there, we went on a Saturday night and there was belly dancing. You still, I don't know if you're doing that now with COVID or if that's something that is has been continuing or something that will be coming back, but I remember that being part of the experience.
Definitely part of the experience. And yes, we are still doing belly dancing every Saturday night. Belly dancer wears a mask. She has like these like bejeweled masks, and it's really kind of cool. Kind of goes with the whole look. Yeah, we're definitely adapting. That's for sure. The belly dancing is fun. It's every Saturday night. Kids get up and dance with the belly dancer. You know, it's such a fun experience. It's just kind of like, you know, dinner and a show type thing, and it's really neat. And our customers have come to love it. We do a lot of birthday parties on Saturday nights, different kinds of events and whatnot. And we have a semi-private dining room on off to the right. And we also have our main dining room. So, yeah, Saturdays are great. They are a lot of fun at Aladdin, I have to say. I mean, like, it's cool. You know, look around and see everyone having a great time, and it's definitely something different.
Well, and food is one of the ultimate cultural experiences, and this just kind of takes it a little bit further in terms of either understanding culture or at least experiencing it, right?
So, yes, this is what you just touched on is a big part of why I do what I do, is because for most, I mean, I'm Syrian, you know, but the Middle East in general, we're very big on hospitality, you know, so this is when people come to Aladdin and, you know, they bring a bottle of wine, most tables will sit for almost 3 hours because we are trying to have them have the experience of our culture as well. You know, come in, you're welcomed in, you know, have a seat, that type of thing, and ordering off the menu, very good open conversations. And in the Middle East, it's like you have this, where it's a saying, but it's like you're receiving them. Like you want to go somewhere and have them have and be received, you know, and be acknowledged and be. Hospitality is very high on our list as far as a culture, you know, it's big. So that's why with Aladdin, we try to tie everything in. You know, you're coming in for a great meal, the hospitality, stay as long as you like, that kind of thing. So with big sofas, it's sort of like, you know, we joke that it's like our living room, you know, it's like come in, just like, you know, it's that sort of thing. Except on a Saturday, things get hairy. But yeah, for the most part, we basically have the thought process of you're coming into our home. I know that can sound cliche, but that's what we strive for with every customer.
Well, Sam, we appreciate you coming to our studio via phone today, and certainly best of luck to you and your family on all your ventures for much continued success.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure.
I'm Mike Drabenstadt, and this is The Inside Dish.